The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Well, some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings. Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? What sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. And awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Sunday we celebrated the feast day of Christ the King. Yesterday we celebrated the presentation of Mary in the temple. Today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Cecilia, the patron of music. And the first reading today presents an image of the Son of Man who will come to judge the living and the dead. I'd like to give you an Ignatian contemplation with the purpose of giving ourselves totally to Christ the King. This is called an application of senses. Let's pray as we celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Let's go from our head to our feet and pray that everything we do and use will be to the honor and glory of God. Let's take our eyes. Let's pray today that the eyes that God has given to us will be used to contemplate the presence of God, the beauty of God in nature, the presence of Jesus in the image of divine mercy, the presence of Mary in Our Lady Guadalupe, presence of Jesus on the altar after Mass as we contemplate the real presence of Christ. Let's pray that our eyes will be used to glorify Christ the King. But let's beg for the grace not to abuse our eyes by looking at things that are offensive to God. That's a real challenge today with the electronics media. Let's go from our eyes to our mind. Let's ask the Lord that He'll be the King. He'll reign over our memory. Our memory. That the bad memories of the sins of our past will be purified. And that God, through Mary's prayers, would bring to our mind the holy thoughts, the wonderful deeds of the past that God has done within us. So the purification of the memory. Let's move from the memory to the understanding. Let's pray that today we'll understand who God is, what God's will is for us, what divine providence is, that we'll be able to have a more penetrating awareness of who God is in our lives. Let's go from the understanding to our imagination. how easy it is for our imagination to run wild. Teresa of Avila calls it la loca della casa. How easy it is for our imagination to run off in the wrong direction. Pray that today, as we celebrate Mass, we'll be able to use our imagination, as Ignatius would say, to contemplate the presence of God. Let's move from our eyes to our nose. Let's pray that we would have a spiritual sense to really be able to pick up through a certain spiritual breathing the presence of God. Remember, Jesus came and he actually breathed on the apostles the Holy Spirit. Pray that Jesus in this Mass would breathe upon us his Holy Spirit. We'd have this spiritual sense of being able to breathe with the heart of Christ, breathe with the lungs of Christ. Let's move from our nose to our mouth. Let's tell the Lord, who wants to reign over us, that we are repentant for all the times that we have used our tongue to offend God by lies, by angry words, by falsities, by useless quarrels, by possibly blasphemy or calumny. All these are sins of the tongue. Let's pray that we come to the end of the church year and we contemplate Christ as King, that starting now we would use our tongue to glorify God. St. Bernard says we should open up our mouth on three occasions. We should open up our mouth to praise God, to accuse ourselves, and to edify our neighbors. Beautiful criteria. May we praise God with our lips. May we accuse ourselves of our shortfalls. And may we also edify our neighbor by the way we speak. And let's look at our hands. If we look at the corporal works of mercy, I was hungry and you gave me to eat, using our hands to feed the poor. I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. Let's use our hands to give drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked. Let's pray that we'll be able to see the naked people around us, if not physically, at least morally and spiritually, and try to provide for them. Sheltering the homeless, visiting the sick, visiting the prisoners. All these are ways in which we can use our hands to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we're going to be judged. We're going to be judged on those corporal works of mercy, Matthew chapter 25. So let's see if we can try to implement them. And what about our feet? Let's pray that we never use our feet to walk in the wrong direction, to be walking in the path of sin. But like the Blessed Virgin Mary, after she received Jesus Christ into her heart in the Annunciation, Mary with her feet, she went quickly to Ein Kerim to bring Christ to others. And finally, and this is the most important, is we want to pray for the grace to use our heart as our heart as a means to glorify the King of Kings. Because when all is said and done, it's the heart that will has to be transformed. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, how is this going to come about? All of this can come about right now in the Mass by receiving Holy Communion with faith, and love, and devotion, and confidence. Because when you receive Holy Communion, you receive the full Christ. You receive his eyes, his mind, his memory, his understanding, his ears, his lips, his nose, his mouth, his hands, his feet. Every Holy Communion, you receive the full Christ. So what I've said can become a reality if you all receive communion today with great love, faith, and trust. You hear me? So as we come to the very end of this church year, we've just got a couple of days to go, the church is presenting to us Christ the King. Christ the King wants to reign over the whole world. But he wants to start to reign over that little world of your own heart. So let's turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We celebrated Mary's feast day yesterday in the presentation. Let's turn to Mary and ask Mary for the grace, very special grace, that all of our being would be dominated by Christ the King. Christ the King will reign in us, in our being now, so that Christ the King will be our King for all eternity. May Our Lady, who is known as the Queen, where is the King, there's the Queen, obtain for us this grace of a total dominion of Christ the King over our whole being. Amen.